John and Norma Donovan, just sweet father and mother here in the faith and in the church, are going to lead us through our time of communion today.
Thank you. Well, my question for the church is, have you ever wondered what Jesus meant by the proverb found in Matthew 5, 16 and 17? Do not put new wine into old wineskins, or a patch of unshrunken cloth onto an old garment? Well, I believe it means that the new covenant is going to be radically different from the old covenant. How so, you may ask? I think one example is found in Leviticus. Big, long book, lots of details, but in that one individual or family was to bring a sacrifice to the tabernacle or to the temple later on, and some of those sacrifices were to be shared. Most of them were to be shared with the priest, but some were to be shared with the priest and families, such as Passover. And I think that in the new covenant, what we see is radically different is that man is not providing the sacrifice, God is. God provided the perfect sacrifice for us because we couldn't do it of our own. How do we know? Well, because Jesus is God's Son, the perfect sinless man. And he, Jesus himself, gave us that example of breaking the bread and drinking the wine at the Last Supper, which was the night of Passover, the family meal at the time of Passover. And I believe that that bread was without yeast. It represented his sinless body. And for those of you who are Old Testament nerds, you know that the blood in the Old Testament was not to be consumed because it was a blood of atonement. It was of holy significance. And so I believe that the wine represents today his, Jesus's blood of atonement for us. So I also believe that we are to share these elements of communion with community and with family.
A year and a half ago, our daughter-in-law's mom unexpectedly passed away. And since then, the family gets together on her birthday to celebrate her life, to honor her. And one of the ways they do this is she was a fan of Star Wars. And so the grandkids put on Star Wars apparel, you know, t-shirts that have the emblem on it or whatever. And then they also make the mom's favorite meal. And that includes runzas, which they're in Nebraska, and those are kind of like our beer rocks here. And then they finish it off with German chocolate cake, her favorite. And I'm sure that they also reminisce about her life, that they give thanks for her life, and they spend time honoring. It's a sober time, but one that keeps them connected to her. Jesus said twice during Passover in 1 Corinthians 11, "Do this in remembrance of me." And I believe this is one of the reasons we take communion, to remember what Christ has done on the cross for us. And it's a way that we can honor him and express our affection to him. Reflecting on God's faithfulness to us in our past gives us hope for the future. If God did it before, he will do it again. And that same love that God had for us to give up his one and only son, we can walk in that daily, experiencing that love. And giving God thanks is our response, our natural response back to him for his faithfulness to us on the cross and in our daily lives. So we take communion today, and we do this in remembrance of him, to reconnect with Jesus, to honor him, and to humbly express our gratitude to him. So before you leave here today, I want to encourage you, or during your drive home, to share a time when God was faithful to you. You know, We need to testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Testimonies build us up. It's like putting fire on our fuel of our flame of faith. And so when you come to this table today, remember what he's done on your behalf. Connect relationally with him. Honor him and give him thanks. And after you return to your seats with the elements, then we'll take the communion together as a family. So come.
The Lord Jesus said on the night he was betrayed, he actually took the bread first and he broke it in pieces and he handed it to his disciples. And when he did that, he gave thanks to the Father. And then he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me."
Father, we just thank you for your provision. Yes. Your provision of Jesus to be sacrificed on our behalf. Thank you for your provision of the table, that we can come, we can remember, we can honor you, we can express our love to you. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for being the only holy one that is worthy to bow before. And we pray this in your name. Amen.